Electronic Walkabout. No one should have to walk through life alone. We share the good times, the bad times, and the best times. Everyone needs a little direction now and again, and TC and Mad Dog are here to show you the way. A podcast where we talk about the important things in life. Come journey with us. The Electronic Walkabout.
There is nothing more important than setting up for a happy retirement, but for some reason, we convince ourselves not to worry about it because that's decades away down the road, until it's not. This is something so important that we should really plan for on day one of our careers. Journey with us as we talk about the real importance of planning for retirement early in our careers so we can make the most out of our golden years. But first, as always, a good news story. How's it going today, Mad Dog?
It's going well. Just coming off the weekend of great weather, so
I think it's a trick, though. It's not good for the province, though.
False hope.
False hope, right? So, in any event, this good news story. When I read it, it just truly blew me away. So, we have this teenager in an English town in Sunderland has helped save 6 lives, according to local police. The 18-year-old college student Paige Hunter tied more than 40 uplifting messages and the area's crisis hotline to a bridge because she wanted to show support for people experiencing a mental health crisis.
Wow.
So you can imagine this. Someone's literally at the end of the rope and they've got nothing left to live for. And they walk onto this bridge figuring, I'm done. I'm going to end it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they find one of these notes. And that's made a difference.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic. So I don't know. I'm almost speechless just even saying this, right? Because I couldn't even imagine. You know, I've heard the stories. I've heard people talk about dealing with those people on those bridges. But for something is inspirational from two different perspectives. Inspirational for those people that got nowhere else to go, and it's made a difference. Inspirational for you and I sharing this story with people. That's just unreal.
Just shows that maybe sometimes all people need is that little bit of intervention from an outside source that changes their process.
That's all it is. I'll say that fork of the road that's made a difference, right?
Yeah.
Retirement. When did you first start thinking about retirement?
Well, I'm going to start thinking about it any minute. I am a terrible retirement planner. I'm not going to lie one bit.
Well, you would be no different than most people, if that's the case. But it's like everything else. And speaking from experience, that I know very well that I should have started planning for retirement literally day one.
Oh, for sure. And I think sometimes with people, they'll earmark money towards retirement, but something always comes up. If you're looking for, you need assistance somehow, and that you have that pocket of money sitting there that's earmarked for decades down the road. Well, we're going to tap into that right away. So I think that might be the financial factor plays a piece in that.
Well, and that seems, I always say this, we do a lot of research for these episodes, but when I was doing research for the episodes, when you look at any kind of retirement planning, there's money tied to it. I mean, for obvious reasons, but retirement's bigger than money.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's a mindset. It's a, really understanding how you want to live your life when technically, quote unquote, you have the freedom to, but that comes with its own set of challenges.
And that's why they call it Freedom 55. But we know that people do retire before they're 55, and that's even more challenging because you really have to plan for that if that's the case. But if I'm thinking, okay, well, what do I need to consider for a retirement plan? Obviously, some kind of an investment plan for sure.
Yeah.
But what else? Because we talk about our health, because when do people really retire later in their years, when their bodies are a little bit...
Mm-hmm. Well, they keep saying, if you don't move it, you lose it, right? And if you're sedentary and then all of a sudden in retirement, you're going to be like, all right, I'm going to start jogging 10 kilometers a day. It doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. The people that have that plan quickly goes by the wayside because they realize my body's got other plans for me.
I'm 52 right now, and sometimes I wake up with different injuries that I went to bed with, so I can't imagine what that's going to be like in another 10 to 50 years. So,
well, the way it was explained to me once, that as you go through the decades, your body reacts differently, right? So, I mean, let's say I turn 60, and all of a sudden I wake up and I've got more aches and pains than you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So then my body adapts and it's fine.
Yeah, so it becomes your new norm.
It's your new norm. And one of the telltale signs for me, I started downhill skiing when I was 40.
Oh.
And back in February, I was up on the ski hill. My body's not impressed with me, but I still do it because I love it. And you got to do something.
Absolutely. Right?
If you had a retirement plan, and let's forget money for a sec, because we're going to talk more about that. What would that be?
I think it's a a lifestyle you want to get to at that point. Because, you know, during your quote unquote working career, you're a slave to the grind and you know, doing all that, putting long hours and whatnot. And I think everybody's hope with retirement is just being able to change hats, essentially. And now you're this carefree person that's got all the time in the world to do things. But I think it works out quite that way.
It never does. And for years, I used to joke that when I retire, I want to go to Mexico and sell t-shirts on the beach. Does that sound like the perfect retirement plan?
Yeah. And it's interesting, though, like, and we obviously are family men. And I just, I've heard people say that. And I don't have any inkling to move that far away just because of the kids, right? That's the reason why, of course, they're going to have their own dwellings and maybe not necessarily be in the same, house as we are. But, you know, it's a personal thing.
It is a personal thing, and you make a good point, because I know that Jeanette and I have talked about it and going down to Mexico, and the biggest, if you will, monkey wrench in the whole thing is the grandsons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you don't want to miss anything as they're growing up, because they change so fast. If you can imagine being away 6 months.
Yeah.
Especially when they're young.
They're different humans when you come back.
Yeah. So, I mean, selling t-shirts on the beach.
So that was your plan.
It sounded simple.
I don't know. It's very appealing for sure.
But then reality sets in, because at the end of the day, life happens. And like you said, as much as there might be a plan in place, sometimes those little nest eggs disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have another plan in place to deal with that. And let's face it. I mean, if money is only half the equation, there's got to be that strong element of happiness, relief, whatever you want to call it, because it's one of those things where I made it.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's my turn just to kick it up and relax. And if I want to do something, and I don't mean job-wise,
mm-hmm.
I don't have any obligations. I can do what I want.
Yeah, and it's when you have that life partner by your side that really... It's a motivating factor because, you know, my wife and I were a little ways from retirement, but it's exciting to think of all the things that we're going to be able to do given, you know, a blank slate of time. So, but yeah, as long as she's with me, it doesn't matter what I do or where I go.
That makes it easier too, doesn't it? What's the best age, or what do you think the optimal age is for retirement?
I think it used to be 55. And I just think that with all the financial pressures and the changing landscape and everything, it's 65 now, I think, is, you know, that might even be pushing it. But I think ideally everybody wants to retire as young as humanly possible. But
yeah, the big but.
The big but.
I remember a few years back, and Jeanette wasn't 55. She says, "Why don't I retire next year?" I said, "Well, you can't. You can't retire because we can't take any money in your pension until literally you're 55. That's mm-hmm. the way it works."
Yeah.
So I figured, okay, I got this one. I got it me. And then guess what? Her 55th birthday comes around, and a month later, she's retired.
Yeah, but
and that's been some time. I mean, no regrets there.
Yeah, no.
Right? So
not at all. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And it's, you know, I see people in different situations. Like my dad, for instance, he just retired. And
Your dad just retired?
And he's turning 80 in September. It wasn't, you know, he worked for his friend for a long time, but, you know, he had a couple of plans. And again, money kind of came and went. And he got kind of, handcuffed, but literally finished up his job 2 weeks ago. So now he's just trying to figure out what to do. But in that same breath, his body's falling apart. So it's like, what can you do? So I take that in my own personal learnings, is that I don't necessarily want to leave it that long. But to understand the value of what retirement is and what it can bring, I mean, and just try and get to it as reasonable and as fast as you can.
And being able to physically enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important.
Absolutely.
Why? And not a fair question, because I don't know the answer to this question, but mm-hmm. we're going to talk about it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that people are so ill-prepared to deal with retirement?
Well, I think there's probably a little bit of ego in that, right? Because, you know, sometimes your work becomes your identity, and that's who you are, and that's what you do. And then if that goes away, where does that leave you, right? You either have to... Where we're in that spot now, it's like, okay, when that comes up, what are we going to do? Are we going to be pickleballers? Are we curling? Like, what are retired people do? Like, you know, but yeah, it's different for everybody. And everyone has their own challenging set of circumstances, but I think everybody's end goal is truly the same.
And, you know, it's funny, you make an interesting point. It's what we do that becomes our identity. And that is a challenge. And what our listeners need to understand is that you're not who you work or what you do. That's not you.
No.
And if you get lost in that, that's part of the challenge there, right?
Yep.
You need to figure out along the way how not to get lost in that so that when you do walk away, oh, I'm no longer this, I'm no longer that, who am I? Yes. And there's that I'll call it soul searching for sake of discussion. Mm-hmm. And that can't be easy.
No, it's a major pivot point. And we hit a couple of those, I think, in our lives. And we had talked about when our youngest went off to university, that was a major shift for us. It was like all of a sudden there's no quote unquote dependence. It's like, we're supposed to be driving kids somewhere? Is it, you know? And I think to that point further on, even with retirement, that is even a bigger.
Well, I got some bad news for you, Mad Dog.
Uh-oh.
They're coming back. They're like boomerang these days. They just keep coming back.
And that is fine. I'm okay with that. Yeah. But it's again, with the financial pressures and whatnot, it's not as easy for kids to go out and, you know, just move out even on a whim for fun with a couple of buddies because, you know, everybody has to work full time, no matter, you know, in school or not, just to be able to afford those things. So
getting back to that ill-prepared, mm-hmm. let's face it, retirement is a change and a major change.
Yes.
It's going to cause you stress. It's going to cause you pressure. No one's sitting you down as you're getting ready to walk out the door. It's okay. This is what's going on. It's a transition.
Yes.
And you've already kind of mentioned it, that it's going to be different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But no one gives you pointers on how to transition. So you're working basically a 40-hour work week. That's the norm. But mm-hmm. there seems like people have more than one job these days as well. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, you're going 100 miles an hour. And then it's, I'll just say, pretty close to a full stop. Mm-hmm. And then that train hits you. What do you do? And there's no one to say, okay, well, you better get a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come back to work, because that's what happens.
Yep.
People say, this isn't working for me.
And they've done it for so long that it's work is easy at that point. They know the game. But, you know, I just, there was a gentleman that I work with that just retired. He was 35 years with the company. And I asked him, I'm like, so how are you feeling, Mario? You know, mentally okay? And he's like, because I'm not going to lie, I'm scared. He said, you know, and he said that because then he gave me an example. He had a couple of buddies that retired and they didn't have a plan at all. And they just sat around, and then one of them started drinking and the other one just kind of got lost in their ways. And you know, he didn't want to fall into that trap. So he wanted to make sure that he had purpose. But he was having this discussion a week before he retired because he doesn't want to end up like his buddies. I talked to him a week later and, you know, he was a little bit better. He's like, yeah, no, I have some plans and I have some stuff to do. So it gives him a little more of a positive outlook on retirement.
And I'm kidding. And just to be clear, drinking is not a retirement plan.
No, it is not. But again, if you're possibly by yourself and now you don't have a job and friends aren't as close and you're truly by yourself. So that's a concern.
So let's just kind of recap this a little bit, because we talked about the financial thing. Let's keep this really, really simple. That financial plan is to allow you to keep living in the lifestyle you want to live.
Correct.
Along the way, somehow, though, we have to realize that if we relied on those people we work with to be our social gathering, what have you,
mm-hmm.
that's going to change a little bit. I mean, you'll still see it.
Yeah.
It won't be the same.
No, not like the daily. You see people daily. It's convenient. It's by way of work that you're seeing people. But if you're not part of that schedule anymore, yeah, you probably won't connect with them anywhere near as much as you used to.
So you have to be able to set that plan in place to include a new social network of mm-hmm. people, because we all need people. There's no question about that. That's how we survive.
Well, that's it. And when my dad retired, I sent him a couple of links to local seniors groups in his area. That did not go over well. He's like, oh, those people are all crabby and bitchy. And I'm like, have you looked in the mirror lately? Like, you're going to fit in just great, but whether you'll take it up or not, I don't know.
It's a hard thing to do, but I mean, the whole point of this episode really is don't wait to the last second to all of a sudden say, okay, now what am I going to do? Because if you do, and we've already talked about it, it is so challenging to make that transition. And even with the best laid plan, it's still going to be a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But at least you have a plan you can follow to kind of ease you along the way. And that's really more the point.
Exactly. Yeah. It's and for me personally, it's my partner in crime. If she's with me, I'm good. I can go. So we're still going to make a plan. Don't kid yourself. But it's a little more fluid as long as we're both in agreement.
Yeah. And I mentioned a couple. I truly find it, obviously, we're curious, interesting, or whatever, that whole lifestyle towards happiness has such a strong financial element to it. And it's really, again, getting back to my, if I was just selling t-shirts in Mexico, I can't imagine how much money that would cost me down there. It can't be a lot of money.
No.
But I'm still looking for happiness.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Selling shirts isn't the actual happy part. It's staying in the environment where it's sunny near a beach and a little more laid back. That's
right. There's no, what's called, there's no rat race, as they say.
Yeah.
And people do thrive on that rat race. And
no, it's not my jam. When the time comes that my wife and I fully retire, we'll be middle of BC in the woods, somewhere secluded. And that's our happy place. So,
and yeah, you know what? If people would just realize and take some time to figure out where that happy place would be. I mean, I already mentioned skiing, and the plan is to spend a little bit more time on the mountain and possibly even the summertime just to get away and, you know, just have a... have a place that we can just call our, you know, our basically landing spot until we decide when our next adventure is going to be. And that's really, I think, a good way to look at retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's still a formidable plan. So it's the start.
There's that music again. Mad Dog is telling us it's time to
retire.
It's time to retire. So it's never too late to create a retirement plan. After years of hard work, you deserve it. Your plan has to be flexible, but not compromise your lifestyle. If you don't have a plan, start working on one today, regardless of your age. Take into account the following. Estimate how much you will need to spend so you don't compromise that lifestyle. Aim to be debt-free in retirement. And that's a challenge on you in itself, a big challenge, I'll tell you that right now. Review your plan periodically. As you get closer to retirement, you should gradually adjust your investment portfolio to take on less risk and protect what you have. Part of your plan needs to focus on a healthy lifestyle. Take care of yourself, for all that hard work you put in that is for nothing. Retirement is not easy for everyone. Retirement is a big event that will cause stress. Ease into it. Make your transition as seamless as possible. This means staying busy, along with really looking after your health. You deserve a happy retirement. Don't take planning for granted. Anything else you can think of before you?
No, it's it honestly is just a reminder as to things I need to protect.
I appreciate your honesty. Remember to take advantage of the moment before the moment takes advantage of you. To learn more about eWalkabout, please visit us at eWalkabout.ca.